smarter than most of his kind, men who flaunted the law and lived by their wits. But on one occasion, Smoothie had been outsmarted by another man, and the law had closed in. That was 2 years ago, and for 2 long years he had paid his debt to society. Now, he was free again. It was dusk as Smoothie Lawrence entered a Water Street cafe and walked over to the bar. His mind was filled with hatred for the man who had taken 2 years out of his life. And his face was grim as he stopped at the bar and gave his order.
Give me a double ride, Joe.
Yeah. Well, hiya, Smoothie. Double ride, come right up. There you are, Smoothie.
Thanks.
You got things lined up for yourself?
Before I start lining anything up, I have to get something off my mind.
Yeah? I've been noticing you got something bothering you.
That's right, I have.
A dame, maybe?
No, not a dame, Joe. I'm trying to figure out a way to get back at the double-crosser who caused me to be sent up.
Yeah, I remember. The paper said you was put on the spot by the Green Hornet.
Yeah, that's right. Well, now you know.
Holy smoke, Smoothie. You better steer clear of that guy.
Forget it, Joe. I know what I want to do, and I'll find a way. See you later. So long.
Hey, so long, Smoothie. And good luck.
Yeah. That's gotten to the point where I can't even keep my mouth shut.
Just a minute, please. I'd like a word with you.
Who are you? What do you want?
I was at the bar in the cafe. I overheard your conversation with the bartender.
Really? Maybe you'll tell me just what business it is of yours.
Take it easy, my friend. What I have to say will be important to you.
That remains to be seen. If this is some gag, or if you're trying to...
Now, wait, let me explain. My name is Max Zindler. I know you're Smoothie Lawrence.
You get around, don't you, chum?
Of course. It's part of my business.
What's your business?
Does it matter?
Listen, Zinder, if you...
Now, wait a minute. Suppose I tell you I can show you how to make a large sum of money and at the same time get back at the Green Hornet. Would you be interested?
Maybe. Get to the point.
If you're interested, we'll go to my place and I'll give you the details.
What have I got to lose? Go along with you. Well, let me tip you off to this. If you're pulling my leg, pal, you'll be plenty sorry. Let's go.
A short time later, in an apartment on the west side, Smoothie Lawrence listened intently as Max Zinder outlined his plan.
Now, let me repeat what I've told you. The attaché will leave that consulate at 8 o'clock tomorrow night on the way to the airport.
You say the consulate car will be driven by one of your men?
Uh-huh. That's right. Of course, at the consulate, he's known as a trusted employee.
And I'm to follow in a car which you'll provide, huh?
Yes. The driver of the attaché's car will pretend he's got motor trouble somewhere along the river road. He'll get out to work on it.
That's when I'm to take over. Is that it?
Exactly. Get the papers the attaché will be carrying and bring them here to me. Of course, it'll be necessary to, eliminate him.
Now, hold on. Why can't I grab the papers and leave? Now, what's the idea
that... to tell about the so-called car trouble and the actions of the driver. It might lead to complications, my friend.
After all, I didn't know I was...
Now, remember, you'll be paid $10,000 cash for the job, Smoothie. And the Hornet will be blamed.
You haven't told me just how suspicion is to be directed to the Green Hornet, Zinder.
Look, here in my wallet, I have something that'll do the trick. See this?
Hornet seal. Is it really one of his own, or did you...
It's genuine. It was left as a warning, but one of our workers in the past, he was later caught because of the Hornet.
So you have it in for him, too, huh?
The Green Hornet is a continual threat to our organization.
Why don't you pull this job yourself?
In my position, I can't afford chances. You can, for a price. I'll be at a reception at the consulate tomorrow night. I'll stay there until the news of the attaché's misfortune is made known.
Oh, you'll be in the clear, huh? Okay, I'll go through with it. And leave that seal for the police to find.
Ah, good. I knew we'd come to an understanding. Tomorrow night, I'll get those papers. You'll get the money.
and your revenge on the Green Hornet in the bargain.
What is wrong, driver?
I don't know, sir. Something wrong with the bullet.
Well, do something. I'll miss my plane if we're delayed.
Yes, sir. Guess I'll have to stop.
Hurry. We haven't much time. Oh, here comes another car. It looks as if he's stopping. Good evening. It's nice of you to stop, senor. We seem to be having trouble.
Your troubles are just about over, Pat.
Wait, I don't understand.
A short time later, Britt Reed, young publisher of the Daily Sentinel, was in the city room when the phone rang.
City editor's desk. Dunnigan speaking.
Dunnigan, this is Mike Ashford.
I said, where is under review, Ben? What's the idea of staying out all afternoon without calling in?
I'm at cops headquarters and I have a story.
Yeah? I thought so. That's your usual hangout. Now you listen to me, Ashford.
I got a story, Dunnigan. A school. Let me get a word in edgeways with you.
Why didn't you say so? What is it?
A murder. It happened on River Road. An attaché was shot by the Green Hornet.
What? Hold on, I'll connect you with Rewrite, and you can give the details.
I ain't got any details yet. I'll call Rewrite later. So long.
Why haven't you? What's the idea of... Hello? Oh, he hung up. That guy will drive me to the nut house. Somebody get to the composing room, quick. Tell him to set up a lead for next time. Attaché murdered by Green Hornet. Hurry up.
Donegan, is that what Ashford told you?
That's right, Chief. Says the attaché was shot to death out on the River Road by the Hornet.
I see. Well, let me know the details as soon as you get them. I'll be in my office.
Right.
Hi, Reed. I just came from cops headquarters. I phoned in the details on that murder a while ago.
Yes, I know. I understand a hornet seal was found on the body.
Sure. It was stuck right on the guy's forehead.
Well, what about the chauffeur?
He says the Green Hornet blocked the road with his car, so he had to stop. Then the spalpeen pulled open the rear door of the consulate car and shot the attaché in cold blood. The cops didn't hold the driver.
Strange the driver was unharmed.
Oh, the Hornet would have shot him, too. Only the driver says he hopped out quick as a wink and lit out for the bushes with bullets whizzing alongside his head. Then another car came along and the Hornet beat it.
Where's the chauffeur now, do you know?
After he told the story, they let him go back to the consulate. 'Tis a clear case against the Green Hornet to my way of thinking.
Have the police figured out why the murder was committed?
Reed, it's off the record for now. But the Hornet stole some important papers dealing with some matters in a South American country.
Oh, I see. Well, keep on the case, Ashford, and let me know of any new developments.
Okay, Reed. Sure and I'm thinking that Green Hornet's going to be sorry he pulled this job.
Later, Britt Reed went to his apartment where Cato, his faithful Filipino valet and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet, was waiting.
Cato, because of that Hornet seal which was found on the murdered attaché, the authorities are hunting down the Hornet as the killer.
It's not good. While they search for Hornet, real murderer have chance to get away.
In my opinion, a spying is at work. Those papers are very important. And in the wrong hands can cause great trouble.
That's also not good.
Something has to be done and done quickly.
You think of something, perhaps?
If the driver of the consulate car is telling the truth, the killers have covered up well. But if he isn't...
You think Green Hornet tried to find out?
Yes. The chauffeur for the consulate probably lives over the garage. We'll go there and see if there's a chance of breaking down his story.
You go as Green Hornet in Black Beauty?
Right. Come on.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as a hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming black beauty sped into the darkness. Adventure in just a moment. While several policemen started through the door leading to the stairway, two of the men rounded the back of the garage, and one of them noticed the dim outline of the Black Beauty a short distance away.
Hey, look. Car back there. Come on, it might be the Hornet's car.
Listen, that's a car starting up inside the garage.
Well, I'll be... Left that other car's a plant while they get away in one of the consular cars. Let's get the others and get around front to stop them.
Hey, Sarge! They're
going
to come out through the garage door
as
the car.
Get ready and throw them down. Shoot the lock off. Let's bust in. That did it. Come on, open the doors and jump back.
Look. Nobody's in the car.
Keep your guns handy. Must be hiding inside. We'll get them this time. Come on.
Four of our scheme, Mr. Burke.
Yes. Did you break open plenty of those gas pellets inside the garage before we came out through the back window?
Police find garage full of gas. They not follow us for some time.
Ah, good. Guess the killer tipped them off about another murder. That's why they came. We better get away from here now.
Well, if you hear any more news about the hunt for the Hornet, let me know.
imagine he's a very puzzled man right now. Huh, Smoothie?
You said it. He's not so smart. I'm going out a while. See you later. So long, Cindy.
Meanwhile, Britt Reed and Cato returned to their apartment, where they discussed the new development in the chain of circumstances which were closing about the Green Hornet.
Great shock to know chauffeur also dead. Killer smart enough not to leave a clue behind.
Maybe he's not so smart, Cato.
What you mean?
I picked up this paper match cover in the chauffeur's rooms.
Hmm? It's a Water Street Cafe on the cover.
Yes. That's an underworld hangout.
But that's not very good clue. Many people get book of matches. Even driver, perhaps.
That's true. But this belonged either to the killer or his victim. If the killer dropped it, there may be a way to trap him.
How you do that?
Cato, when we first came into the apartment, I went into the lab for a few moments, remember?
Yes, sir.
I found out there's a clear fingerprint on this match cover.
Oh, you send the match cover to police, perhaps?
No, Cato. If I send it anonymously, it wouldn't mean anything. I can't send it as Britt Reed and tell him where it was found. They'd be smart enough to connect me with the Hornet.
Yes, that's true. You have other plans?
Yes, I have. If the fingerprint proves to be the chauffeur, the plan won't work. But if it's the killer...
You carry out the plan tonight?
Why not? The reception of the consulate is over by now. And since the Hornet's scare, the police will have a guard there.
You go to consulate and risk guard?
Cato, my whole plan rests upon reliable people being able to swear they saw the Green Hornet inside the consulate. I'll take that risk. Let's go. Arriving at an alley behind the consulate, Britt Reed and Cato left the Black Beauty and moved into the shadows near the house. After some time, Cato spoke.
We watched library window long time now.
Yes, but we can... Look, the consul's getting up from his desk. He's leaving the room.
Yes. There. He put out the light. You go in a few minutes?
Yes. You stay outside the window in the shadows and keep the way clear for my escape.
If anyone come here, I see him not in here.
Good. The police are on the front porch talking. They don't expect the Hornet to be returned here tonight.
The guards haven't been posted in the rear.
You really don't expect the Hornet to return here tonight, so one of you boys can go to headquarters with me. The other, you, Cassidy, can hang around out here.
Okay, sir.
Guess the Count's a little nervous anyway.
Sure, but you can't blame him. With the guy being killed and all.
Officer.
What's that?
Come quickly. There's a prowler in the library.
Holy smoke. How do you know?
I heard a noise in there. It sounds like someone at the safe.
Cassidy, you go down to the library window in case he tries to get out that way.
Okay, sir.
You come along with me.
Right.
This way, officer. This is the door of the library.
Hey, sneak the door open a little and take a look. See anybody? Glory be. Someone's trying to get into the safe. Using matches for a light.
The light switch is just inside the door to the right.
Okay. When I give the word, they'll bust in. Switch on the light and catch them cold. I'm ready, Sarge. Here goes then.
No! What the? Sarge! It's the Green Hornet! Use your gun, quick!
Pull up, Hopper!
He's making for the long window.
I'll get him!
Cassidy's outside.
I'll go out the first window and see if he needs help.
Oh,
hey, sir! Here's Cassidy, lying on the porch.
What happened to him?
I don't know. He's coming through now.
Hey, well, what happened, fella?
I was sneaking up onto the porch to look in the window when someone whammed me from behind.
Come on, we'll see if he got into the safe.
He didn't get the safe open.
Good, Ed. Yeah. He dropped a book of paper matches. I'll take it along.
What good will that do?
You never can tell. It might have a fingerprint on it. Though that Hornet's been too smart to leave prints before.
Yeah, but he didn't mean to drop that.
That's right. I'll take it to headquarters and see what they can find. Let's hope it does show a print. Come on.
That what, Sarge?
The name of the Green Hornet.
That's what.
Something snake, Sarge. Who was it?
A smart cook by the name of Smoothie Lawrence.
We found a fingerprint and it matches Lawrence.
I can't believe it.
Hey, you men, get Smoothie Lawrence. Any of the boys call in yet, Cassidy?
Nope, they're still hunting, Sergeant.
We just gotta find Smoothie Lawrence.
Hey, Sarge, I hear you picked up Smoothie Lawrence.
Yeah, that's right. We've been grilling him for the past hour.
Does he admit he's the Green Harlot?
Not yet, but give us time and we'll make him talk. Come on, we'll see what's doing in there now. In here, Ashford.
I tell you, I don't know what you're talking about. I never did it.
All right, Sarge, take over. This guy's stubborn. Listen, you. We got the goods on you.
What do you mean? What's all this about?
We saw the Hornet inside the consulate. He got away from us. But he dropped something. It had your fingerprint on it, which proves you're the Green Hornet.
No. No, I'm not the Hornet.
Well, being the Green Hornet, you're due to hang.
Oh, wait. Wait, I'll talk.
Go on, then.
The guy you want is named Zinder. He thought up the Hornet gang. It was he who used the Hornet's disguise and killed that attache. Believe me, I'm not the Hornet.
Where's that guy, Zinder?
He lives at River Road in 10th, the brick house in the corner. Honest, he's the guy. He wanted me to help him, but I wouldn't do it.
Sure. Come on, Ashford. We'll get some of the boys and pick up that Zinder guy. If this mug Lawrence is the Hornet, we'll soon find out. Let's go.
Guy they picked up. Is he the Hornet or isn't he?
What do you... The cops have just picked up another guy by the name of Zinder. And what do you think?
Listen to me. I ain't waiting to
guess. Okay. Now listen. When they got there, Zinder had a briefcase with the stolen papers in it. He was getting ready to clear out. They just brought him here to headquarters to pay a Smoothie Lawrence.
But what the...
I'll call you back right away so as to get the whole story. Stand by for the scope. Pull out.
Hey, wait. Oh, that accident. Hey, someone get to the composer room. Have them get ready for a big lead. The killers have been found, and maybe the Green Hornet.
Later that night, Mike Axford entered the apartment he shared with Britt Reed and Cato.
Yeah, still up, I see.
Yes. I wasn't very sleepy tonight, Axford.
Thought I'd read a bit.
Have a cup of coffee, perhaps?
Coffee? Sure, thanks, Cato. Reed, with all the excitement on, you sit there reading some love story, no doubt.
Nope. A detective story.
Ah, detective story, he says. Reed, there's more goes on right around your own office than you'd ever find in one of them make-believe detective books.
Oh, really?
No, don't tell me you don't know all that's happened tonight.
Well, there's been some confusing reports over the radio about the police finding the Hornet, but...
Police do a very good job catching Green Hornet. If man they catch is Hornet...
Ah, stop pipe dreaming, Cato. Take the Hornet at all they caught. They're sure of that now.
Oh, too bad. Now, in this book I'm reading, there's a mysterious character...
Mr. Snake, you two ought to be stuffed and stuck in a museum somewhere today.
Why you say that?
Yes, Ashford, what's eating you?
Well, I'll tell you. While you and Cato moon around at this apartment, one of the biggest stories of the month was breaking tonight.
What?
The cops got the killer of both the attaché and that driver. Not to mention finding the papers that were stolen.
Say, that is news.
That ain't all. They caught a big underground spy, and he had a little book with the names of all his helpers in it. Nazi underground agent. Imagine that, will you?
Axford, that's wonderful news. What about the Green Hornet?
Oh, it was him who double-crossed the other two. A spy leader named Zinder and a killer named Smoothie Lawrence. They were so busy accusing each other, they alibied the Hornet on their murders.
Then the Hornet not kill attaché?
No, it was one of them guys posing as the Hornet. Of course, the Hornet was mixed up with him. But he put the finger on Lance with the fingerprint. You get it? He left Smoothie's fingerprint and the cutter.
Well, the Hornet provided the Sentinel with another scoop, didn't he?
Reed, sometimes I wonder what you'd do without the Green Hornet to make the news for you and without me to tell you about it.
Actually, without the Green Hornet, and of course you, life would be very dull.
No, Reed, not something.
popular radio dramas created by George W. Trendle are a copyrighted feature of The Green Hornet, Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious.